It's the Edinburgh Man podcast. It's podcast number 291. My microphone's doing one of these things where it doesn't work with one of my devices, so I'm recording through a different one, and so I'm a little bit confused, a little bit sort of flustered, so I should try not to let that bother me. It's also quite echoey in here, isn't it? Okay. Last week on the podcast, I played a track by Dump Him, and I said, I don't know why you can't stream this anymore. You can only download it from Bandcamp. And then I went and had a look at their Bandcamp page, and it said something like, this album isn't representative of us anymore, so we've disabled streaming. The one I'm going to play, I'm going to play another track by them as a sort of compensation, I guess. It is from August 2019. So I don't know if this still sounds like them or indeed if they're still going, but you can get this track and it still streams on their Bandcamp page. This is Dump Him from the album Dykes to Watch Out For. Oh, which one am I going to play? This is Trash. That's Trash by Dump Him. Dumphim.bandcamp.com is where you can get it. It's all sold out on physical, but you can get it as a digital one. It's a name your price And yeah, it's 10 track. And like I said, that came out in August 2019. So I guess, what's that, 4 years ago? 3 years? I can't even do the maths anymore. Oh dear. So I said last week I wouldn't do a podcast this week, or I would maybe not do one. But then I found so many good tracks that I wanted to play. I thought I'd do it. Can you hear these creaky headphones? My headphones are creaking so much, and it's really disconcerting. You probably can't hear it at all. It's probably just literally in my head. But it does mean it's added to the fluster. I am quite flustered. Last week as well, I played more music than normal and less chat. I'm going to do less chat than normal today, simply because my brain has not engaged properly. So probably a bit less chat. And also, I don't think anything of interest has happened in the last week. What did I say last week? I said I was really busy with work, and I've still been quite busy with work. Although I did do a bit of gardening yesterday, put my arm out a bit, have a physio appointment tomorrow. So I am in a little bit of pain, but not too bad. Right, I've got one, two, three, I've already played one, so I've got six tracks for you today on the podcast, and most of it, that one was, like I say, from a few years ago, but all the rest of it are new releases. This one is from an album that came out last week or the week before by Sloppy Heads. The album is called Just One Second, and the track I'm going to play is Love Is a Disease.
Dead moon rides over your thighs. Sure looks good to me, and I
That's Love is a Disease by Sloppy Heads. Go to sloppyheads.bandcamp.com to get it. And it's from the album Sometimes Just 1 Second. And I don't know where they're from, actually. I should probably click on this link here, their Twitter link, and see if it says where they are. It says they're from Mountains of the Moon, so there you go. That's nice and helpful. That's the first time I've probably opened Twitter in like a week or so. I tried Blue Sky. Someone got me a Blue Sky invite. I don't really think it's for me. I found it a little bit confusing, which sounds like an old person thing to say. Mastodon, I can actually get my head around. I was a bit cheeky last week where I said I didn't really understand Mastodon. I do very much understand it and quite like it. It took me a wee while to sort of figure out what to do, and the fact that you could follow hashtags and stuff like that. And then after I did that, I managed to get quite a lot of interesting stuff on there, and also set up a load of block filters and stuff, so I don't get a lot of things that I don't want to hear about on Mastodon. So I quite like that. Blue Sky, not so much. But if you are on Blue Sky, you can follow me at Edinburgh Man. There's no underscore on Blue Sky. I didn't like that. I rejected the underscore. So Edinburgh Man on Blue Sky. But if you are on Mastodon, which is where I normally am in terms of the social medias, Edinburgh underscore man at mastodon.scot is where you can follow me there. And I do toot, I think we're supposed to call it. I do toot on a regular basis. That sounds like something my 7-year-old would say. I was going to say 6-year-old. He's now 7. And in fact, he has ordered a Lego kit with his birthday money, and that's probably going to arrive very soon. It says on the... Hang on a second. Just got to check the app. It told me how many stops away it was. It said it was, I don't know, 3 stops away. And then the picture... hang on a second, throw that away. The picture of where the current stop was the Costa around the corner, the Costa Coffee, and it's been there for quite some time, so I suspect it's probably a lunchtime stop, because it is lunchtime as I'm recording it. Right, I'm rambling, I promised I wouldn't ramble. This is Homefront and from the album Games of Power. Oh, what track am I going to play? I am going to play Overtime. That's Overtime by Homefront from the album Games of Power. And that one came out, let me just check, March. So actually it's a few months old, but not that old, but just a few months old. And that's on, I always get this wrong when I try and pronounce it. Well, I probably get it wrong. La Vida es Mus Discos, which you can get if you go to La Vida es Mus Discos. bandcamp.com. That's not the actual Bandcamp URL. I've given you the wrong URL. It's a shortened version of that I'm not going to try and pronounce now. But if you go to edinburghman.com and look at the show notes for podcast number 291, you can get it there. Also, if you're listening to this on a podcatcher, like, I don't know, Pocket Casts or Antenna Pod or something like that, if you go to the show notes, there should be a link there, and you can click on that link and it will take you directly to the Bandcamp page. And also now, on the show notes, there are little times next to the episode, or rather in the episode description. And I believe, certainly on the thing I listen to podcasts for, you can click on that and it'll take you directly to the time. So, and that's the start of the track as well. So you can skip out all the chat by me if you want and just go straight to the track. Or if I'm playing a track you don't like, you can just skip the whole thing and go to the next one. So with that in mind, I'll just skip straight to the next track. This is from Portland, Oregon, The Crystal Furs. And from the EP Neon Heart, this is Get Scrappy. Get Scrappy! That's Crystal Furs and Get Scrappy. It's from an EP called Neon Heart. They're from Portland, Oregon. It says we're a queer indie band from Portland, Oregon, making tunes about architecture, anxiety, and lesbians. If you go to crystalfurs.bandcamp.com, you can get it there. Right, that's confusing. I just had to pause that and go and answer the door. And it wasn't Edinburgh Man Junior, not Edinburgh Man Junior. Thing 2's Lego kit. It was something else entirely. What did I do? What did I just do there? I played the Crystal Furs. I probably already told you that. But I don't think I said that it says on here, that it says, this is a quote from them, "We wanted to explore a different side of our musical influences, so we decided to throw ourselves into a song inspired by our love of 1980s new wave. Please enjoy Neon Heart, backed by a quick and loud little blast of energy we call Get Scrappy." I played the quick and loud little blast of energy. I may play the title track Neon Heart in a future podcast. Anyway, that came out in August, August the 4th, so earlier on this month, and crystalfurs.bandcamp.com. I probably already told you that, yeah, but apologies again. I should maybe go out and go back and edit some of this, or who knows. Yeah, but I will have to go and answer the door shortly, as the doorbell will ring soon again. I should have planned this a little bit better, maybe waited until after that came, but never mind. From the album Raccoon by Straight White Teeth, I'm going to play Summer Backseat.
The edges of the night. Once
Right, I'm back. That's Summer Backseat. I had to go to the door there. It rang during the track, which meant that I didn't have to pause it or anything. That's Straight White Teeth from Kansas City and from the album Raccoon. If you go to straightwhiteteeth.bandcamp.com, you can get it there. Yes, Thing 2 recently turned 7, and he got a lot of birthday money and some pocket money that he's been saving up and decided to spend it all on giant Lego kits. I mean, you try and say to children, oh, you really want to spend all your money on this expensive thing? Yes, I do. Of course you do, because you're a 7-year-old child. What else would you spend your money on? Yeah, so he's bought 2 giant Lego kits with his money. One was like a dragon with 4 heads, some sort of Ninjago thing. And I'm not quite sure what this one is, but the box that it's come in is equally large, so I dread to think what he's purchased this time. He's not purchased it himself. His mum has helped him to purchase this, and it's been delivered, so yeah, I don't know what it is. But I shall investigate that with him tonight. He went to the Lego shop. There's a Lego shop in Edinburgh, and he went there and declared to the chap behind the counter that he was 7, and then proceeded to buy a Lego kit for age 9. And the guy was like, are you sure you can build this? He says, yes, I've built Lego kits of age 10, which indeed he has. He's a bit of a Lego expert. There is one more track to play on this rambling podcast. Has it been less rambling than normal? I don't know. I think it's probably been comparable. Pasca Records out of Indonesia released so many great things. They're one of my favourite sort of indie pop virtual net label releasey things at the moment. If you go to pascarecords.bandcamp.com, that's where you can get all their releases. The track I'm going to play is by a band called Tossing Seed, and I assume they are presumably influenced by Superchunk, because wasn't the Superchunk compilation album called Tossing Seeds? Yeah, anyway, the EP is called When You Come Around, and it's all indie poppy, shoegazy, brilliant stuff. And the track I'm going to play is, oh gee whiz, which one am I going to play? I'm going to play The Flower Still Remains by Tossing Seed. Tossing Seed. from Indonesia. That's Tossing Seed. I mean, the record label's from Indonesia, Pasca Records. Go to pascarecords.bandcamp.com. But I think Tossing Seed are also from Indonesia. A lot of their releases are. If you go to edinburghman.com, look up the show notes for podcast number 291, or just sort of swipe to the show notesy thing and whatever you're playing this on. Hopefully you should get links to where you can get everything I played on today's podcast. Normally I don't do a bit of chat at the end, do I? No, but I do today, because for some reason I decided to come back and just gibber on for a little bit. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. The next week's podcast, maybe next week, I've got 2 tracks out of 6 ready. So maybe next week, once I get 6, I'll do the show. So hopefully next week, but if not, then the week after. I'll see you next time.